This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Hell yeah. If this don't put you in a good mood,
then you just don't want to be.
You just don't want to be. You just want to be just a.
Yeah. It's noon on hump day.
I used to go out to party. And who doesn't make that voice? Because when that part comes on, you always got to make that voice.
Oh, yeah. Right? You got to see where your falsetto's at.
Yeah. You always got to make that voice.
Yeah, absolutely. Clear the voice. Clear the throat out. Pollen's in there today. Be careful. Actually, the rain kind of knocked it down. It's probably going to start getting bad next week.
Yeah, my dude.
Temperature's going
to
be up.
It need to come on up, man.
Yeah.
All right.
I saw next Thursday is going to be like 78 or something.
I'm tired of wearing socks and shoes. Tired, man.
Hey, this hour of the Midday Show is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Like we said, noon on hump day, halfway to the weekend. Congratulations. It's all downhill from here. NFL no huddle just a few minutes away. We get back into a couple of different Falcons offseason conversations. Non-Kirk Cousins edition. There's really nothing new to say about that, so there's nothing to say about it today. Hopefully there's something new to say about it next week and then never
again. We're going to talk about it again.
Yeah. And we'll get to the back page with Bo coming up at 12:40 as well.
So yesterday, my baby, he hates when I call him that. I got two things for you. Samson had his first band thing, right?
I saw the video.
And so, you know, I'm all, you know, anytime my children do anything, mm-hmm. I'm always ultra excited. Mm-hmm. I just say, I'm one of them dads. I don't care if it's embarrassing, but they're all used to it. So
it's great. You're proud of
him. And so my guy, he's, you know, doing the music and everything. So he gets up and he does his speech. Now, I don't know he's doing a speech. His mama don't know he's doing a speech. And so he gets up there and he does this and he just like a rock. And I'm thinking he's going to be nervous. And then, no, my dog went up there like a champ. And I just lost it, dude. I was hollering and screaming, and people looking back at me like, what? I'm just cheering for my baby.
Yeah, I saw the
video.
You know
what I'm saying? I'm just cheering.
He did great.
He did awesome. He did so good.
And
man.
That wasn't even the music.
It wasn't. Like, I was so proud.
That was just to let people know what was coming up.
Yeah, such a proud papa. But then I was thinking about, because I don't know what show that Sebastian is watching. Sebastian's 3. But now he's saying, sorry, Dad. I'm like, Dad? I want to be daddy until I don't have to be.
Oh, so funny.
You know what I mean? I want to be daddy until I don't have to be. Mm-hmm. Now, Samson does not call me daddy. He calls me dad.
When did that transition take place?
I don't remember. I thought about it because he said, yeah, I stopped calling you dad. What did he say? Daddy in like the second grade? Oh, you did, huh? Uh-huh. And like, because all my kids call me dad. My older boys call me pops, which drives me freaking crazy. But they call me pop. And then like Kai will call me daddy when she wants something.
Got it.
Yeah, when she
wants. So it's a bit of a tell.
Yeah, when she wants something, she call me daddy. And obviously Sierra, she calls me daddy. Mm-hmm. But like, I don't know if it's a show he's watching or something, but he says, sorry, dad. So I'm like, hold on. No.
It's too early for that.
It's way too early for that. My baby's calling me daddy. As long as possible.
Yeah, it's so funny because I don't know if it was yesterday or the day before, but after one in the afternoon, we're just kind of hanging out, and Lily said, hey, Daddy, come in here. And I was like, I hope you call me that forever.
Yeah.
And she was like, what do you mean? And I was like, well, I don't know. I don't know why I'm thinking like this. Sometimes you think about the future, whatever. And I was like, I don't know. At some point you'll get older and probably call me dad.
Yeah.
But please, you don't have to if you don't want to. And she was like, I want to call you daddy forever too. And right. I was like, please do.
Yeah.
Please do that.
But yeah.
Every once in a while she thinks she's real funny and she'll call me Andy.
Oh,
like, okay, Andy. It's like, go to your room.
Hell yeah.
No dinner tonight.
I don't play that. I don't play like Pops. At least you're out my house calling me Pops. But then Samson will try to have fun as a Pops. Don't like it. All right?
Yeah.
I don't like Pops.
No, I don't.
All right. Call me dad or daddy. All right. But yeah, I was like, yeah. Sorry, dad. I'm like, what the hell are you talking about, little boy?
Yeah. Stop it.
Stop doing that.
Call me daddy.
Dad.
Okay.
Yeah, man.
Forever. I always want to be that.
But I always never pay attention to it when it happens.
Right.
You don't notice.
And then one day you're like, oh, that stopped.
It's like, hold on.
And I think that's everything, isn't it?
Yeah. Just like, don't notice it.
It just changes and then you don't. It's like, oh, well, that was the last time we ever did that.
Yeah, but I just like
that's sad.
Thank you. Sorry, Dad.
Daddy.
I'm not your damn daddy.
Daddy. All right, get it straight. All right, let's get to an NFL no huddle. All right, NFL no huddle every single day to kick off the noon hour. The Bears are making what I think and you think is a pretty damn smart trade.
Yes.
They've traded a fourth round pick to the Chiefs for guard Joe Thuney.
Yes.
Who's going to the Hall of Fame.
Yes.
He's got four Super Bowls. Obviously didn't have the greatest Super Bowl this last time, but he was out of position. So he's going to go there and get back to playing guard. And, you know, just a team that is addressing something that they have not done well for ever, it seems like, at least for a while, with a young quarterback trying to protect him. It seems like a real savvy move.
Hell yeah.
By the Chicago Bears.
I'm looking for it because they made a trade yesterday with the Rams for a starting guard. And so center guard combination guy. But, I mean, you went in there and got two grizzled veterans to play interior of your offensive line. Now, they got to find a center.
Jonah Jackson.
Yeah,
too.
And so you got – and Jonah can play center.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I mean, but they play him at guard – obviously, you got two just grizzled dudes. You got some young tackles that can always play better when you got veterans beside them. And you're talking about just shoring up those five guys to protect your franchise.
Yeah.
I love the move. Now, the thing with the whole Kansas City, he has 1 year left on his deal. So it seems like maybe the Bears extended. Maybe they didn't want to go out there and extend it if you're talking about Kansas City. But, yeah, he's an all-pro. It would have been an all-pro last year but had to change positions. But, yeah, I love the move from the Bears. Pace is doing it. He's offensive lineman, and he's looking after like, hey, I got to get five guys in front of this young man. Now, if they go out in free agency, go get a center, I wouldn't be surprised if Drew Dahlman's the top of their list.
Yeah, that's interesting.
I wouldn't be surprised.
They have the money to spend for sure. You get texts from people that from around the league, whatever that cover the NFL. I got a text from somebody this morning that I never in a million years would have thought would be texting me about Drew Dahlman.
Mm-hmm.
It's like people are asking about Drew Dahlman. Mm-hmm. Like a lot of teams are interested in Drew Dahlman.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't know. He's pretty cool. We talked to him. I don't know. What do you want me to tell you?
Yeah.
Was Drew Dahlman a good guy? I was like, well, I don't know.
Yeah.
I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's a Stanford center.
Yeah. We had him at
He's a nice person.
Yeah.
We watched him play every game he's played. Mm-hmm. He's a really nice center. Mm-hmm. He's a really nice player. The interest level surprises me.
No. Well, I like, think you look at it. He's got a lot of starting experience.
Yeah,
he's still young as hell.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I mean, he's a good player. I don't want to come off. And I said this on Monday. I'm not coming off saying Drew Dahlman's a bum because he's not.
No,
he's not.
He's a good player.
He's a good player. But and at this thing with free agency, he's the number one player on the free agency.
Right. So maybe it's just that it's timing.
Yes. Oh, perfect timing.
More than
perfect timing.
Yeah.
Perfect timing.
But again, I guess you can't predict that. Yeah. But. Yeah, I don't know. I was like, yeah, no, he's good.
Oh, you got sources calling?
No, not sources. Just like other radio people. But I guess they're talking about Drew Dahlman. And I was like, yeah, all right. Yeah, we talked to him.
Yeah.
Now I'm like, leave him alone.
Hold on. Did they ask if he's a good dude or if he's a good player?
What did he ask?
Because I want to know, like, is he a good guy?
Well, I don't think he's asking me if
he's
a good player.
He's a great dude.
He asked if he's a good dude.
He is.
This is a person that would know if he was a good player. He's not asking me that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I said, he's a Stanford offensive lineman. Like,
yeah,
he's exactly what you would expect him to be.
He's a good dude, but I don't know. I mean, you're talking about the market for the good dude or the good player. Do you? Because the one thing how organizations get in trouble is they pay good players great player money.
Right.
You know, and that's always – I think he's a good player. I don't think he's a great center. I think in the way things are looking and from what you're talking about, It looks like he's going to get great player money.
It seems like it.
Yeah, it seems like he's going to get great player money.
It was Dan Graziano who had the report that in the ballpark of, now he said he's not going to surpass Creed Humphrey
He's not on Creed Humphrey's level.
I know, but that's why in the ballpark of is wild to me. It's timing. You know, it's perfect timing. But, yeah, I don't know. It's come as a bit of a surprise to me that the Falcons are not going to be able to afford to keep Drew Dalman.
Right.
I didn't see that coming.
I never would.
Good for him.
Hell yeah. Get your bread, homie.
Because he was brought in, there was already a starting center when he was drafted, right? It was Hennessy, right?
Was it Hennessy or was it Alex Mack?
I don't remember. But like at his first year, he didn't even start.
Yeah.
And then he came in as an injury replacement, and then he's played well, and he stayed there and all that.
He's been a good player.
Yeah, I don't know. Good for him. Good for him. All right, here's Howie Roseman talking about or proclaiming Saquon's season this last season as the best ever.
My opinion now, I'm biased, 100% biased, but maybe the best season of skill position player in NFL history. I'm going to tell you why.
Yeah.
7 rushes of 60-plus yards,
right,
which is the most in NFL history by any skill position player. The next closest running back was 4. The next closest receiver is Jerry Rice, 6. The most rushing yards in a season, and he won a world championship. So, in my opinion, the best season for any skill position player in NFL history. Again, it's biased.
It's a good argument.
It is.
It's a strong argument.
It really, really is.
And the world championship really sends it over the top.
And that's what I was going to say. But he wins the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I mean, you look at, hell, it could go down as one of the best free agents of all time.
Definitely.
I mean, you look at
definitely
the first year, you go back to what Reggie White did when he went to Green Bay. Yeah. Hell, Tom Brady going to Tampa.
Yeah.
I mean, it's one of the greatest things, and it was so good to see him get the running back contract and everything like that because he didn't want to leave New York City. He didn't. But the thing about it is they outthought themselves. What's his damn name? Joel Schein or whatever the hell his name is. They really, like, that I go back and I think about, because I didn't watch the show, but I always remember the clip when he was on the phone with Saquon.
Yeah.
It's just like,
what are we doing? Yeah.
What are we doing?
You don't get better by moving on from good players. What are we doing?
And then, like, listening to the owner, Joe Mara, like, he can go anywhere, but he should have stepped in. That's but you always want the owner to, you know, let the football people do football stuff.
But if they're
if it's too crazy,
you got to step in.
Like, hey, bruh.
Yeah.
No, we're not letting this guy go.
Just off the top of my head, I was thinking about greatest skill position season. So non-quarterback, right?
Okay.
Running back.
Okay.
Throw tight ends in if you want.
All right.
Receiver.
Let me hear it.
I mean, LaDainian Tomlinson in 06.
Yeah.
Man had 31 touchdowns.
Yeah.
That was the one that came to my mind first.
But they didn't win a championship.
They didn't win a championship.
Yeah.
They did not.
Those were some of the funniest.
28 touchdowns.
Those were some of the funniest conversations when I was out there in San Diego with Gatesy. Because most of them are one-yard touchdown run. And Gatesy be like, you get all the way down to the damn, you'd have broke like 6 tackles, and you get dragged down at the one, and then damn it, here comes LaDainian ass diving over the damn tops. And LaDainian had like 12 one-yard touchdowns that year. And I think he was like 10 of them, I got tackled at the one. Yeah. But
poaching touchdowns.
Yeah, he was awesome. LT was awesome that year. Hell, you go with Randy Moss when he called the 22 touchdowns
that year in New England.
Yeah,
I think it was 23.
23
wasn't it?
Touchdowns,
it's insane,
freaking awesome.
Yeah, it was a great year.
Yeah, I mean there's so many. Calvin Johnson when he should have got 2,000 yards.
Yeah, I mean Jamar Chase triple crown this year.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
But none of them ended in championships.
No, only one of those ended in a championship. Now Randy's almost did.
Yeah,
Randy's almost did.
Yeah, he caught the touchdown to put him up.
He did. They had the ball.
Yeah,
I mean they had the lead in the fourth quarter, and then here comes Eli.
Damn Eli.
Was that the David Tyree?
Mm-hmm.
Jeez.
Mm-hmm.
Goodness gracious. Anyway,
what a kid.
Saquon was awesome.
He was. But you know what? He got the 20 year. Hell, Christian McCaffrey got 19 last year.
Right. So he went above it a little bit.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's reframing the whole thing. Here's what it did do. Like, if Bijan keeps playing like Bijan's been playing,
because he's eligible next year,
he's going up.
Yes.
Like, you don't go backwards.
Nope.
You set the market if you're one of those guys.
Yep.
So, I mean,
Bijan's going for 20 plus, baby.
Get ready.
I promise you.
Get ready to. And I hope he does, because that means that he's great. That means he's playing great, and the Falcons. I don't know if it means the Falcons are winning games, but it means he's playing great. If he plays great, they'll probably win games, but he played great last year. So anyway, we'll come back and get back into the Falcons. Maybe some trade potential not involving Kirk Cousins. Like, are there trade candidates on this roster as some trades are starting to happen around the league right now? We'll come right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a three-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
There they are. They're talking about him right now on TV. Bijan Robinson.
Bijan.
They're already doing who's going to have a breakout year next year. Good for you guys.
Bijan.
Yeah, breakout? He had pretty. Would it be a breakout if he had a great year next year? Like, didn't he just have that breakout year last year?
Hell yeah.
He gets past 2,000 all purpose, which he should.
Well, how close was he this year?
Very close. Well, about 200 yards, okay. 300 yards, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I guess it's.
I think he finished with like 1750.
A few more touchdowns, a few more all purpose, whatever. But yeah, I felt like the breakout kind of happened.
He's awesome.
Yeah, and then maybe the breakout coincides with a few more wins and all that kind of stuff. But yeah, we're just thinking about it from the perspective of what Saquon is doing to, if he's doing anything, to the running back market. I don't know if he is or not. Hopefully he is, because the running back market has, you know, has shifted so much over the last decade or so. I think Saquon's just kind of Saquon,
yeah.
You know, kind of like Christian McCaffrey was kind of Christian McCaffrey. Yeah. Now, Bijan is one of those guys, too.
Yeah. But
so he might get that type of money, too. I just don't think it means everybody now is sort of going to start getting these giant deals.
But we'll see. But that's what I'm saying. Like, this offseason, because I know Cookie's up for one, and I think Baltimore would extend Derrick Henry, too.
I would think so.
You would think so. And so you'll see how the market goes. But you got to be like him. Like, I don't think James Cook is going to get $20 million.
No. This is not a wide receiver market situation.
No. The next one up.
This is he's that guy.
Yes.
And just did all that. And you're really good. You had a great year.
Yes,
we love you and
you
would love to keep you around. But we're not going to pay you like that.
No, you're not going to get that.
But at least you might get paid, though.
But you're going to get a lot.
Because in the past, they would just cut him and then drafted his brother or something.
Yes, you're going to get a lot.
You know?
But you're not going to get up there with Saquon, though. Not going to happen. Sorry for you. But I just hope, and then that also brings up the franchise tag mark. You know that helps that with that. You know, because was it Derrick Henry when he was a free agent or somebody? One big running back was free agent. They kept talking about it like, man, he might have himself like $10 million.
Yeah, well, didn't Saquon?
They tried to franchise him.
And then he renegotiated after they did that Zoom call
like
with all the running backs
or something like that.
He ended up getting a little more.
Oh yeah, you remember the Zoom call?
Saquon did the Zoom call.
Yeah, that's right. All the running backs on a Zoom.
That's why Saquon's revolutionizing
the
market.
That's right.
He did the Zoom call and then he held out, kinda, and got a little more.
Yep.
And then he did what he did this year, and then he got this big contract.
Yep.
He's saving the running back position.
Yes.
But yeah, man, that's why he's the running back revolutionary.
Yeah, man. I saw that Zach Martin's having his press conference, retirement press conference. I mean, the Dallas got to find a way to replace him. But Sam Hubbard, defensive end from Cincinnati.
Saw that.
Yeah, decides to retire also. 28 years old.
Yeah, not very old.
Not very old, but I guess, you know, when you had enough.
Yeah.
You had enough.
You knew they weren't going to pay him.
You know they weren't going to pay him.
It's like, all right.
I don't know what they're going to do. T. Higgins is franchise. They already said Jamar Chase is their number one priority. And they came out and said they're going to make him the highest paid non-quarterback in the league. So that's 38, 39, somewhere
close
in that
to 40.
Area.
Yep.
And then you're talking about you still want to sign Trey Hendrickson. All right.
Good luck.
Good luck with that.
Good luck. Here's what I would be calling him. Be calling him on Trey Hendrickson.
You're damn right.
Yeah.
They should have signed. I know they didn't have the money to get him. They didn't have the money to get him.
They should have been calling him.
Yeah, I know they
did. Because Trey Hendrickson's been reportedly unhappy with that situation for a couple years
now. That was the first name when he left New Orleans. I was like, oh, Atlanta, go get him.
Yeah, go get him.
Go get this guy.
He's one of the best pass rushers in football.
Go get this guy.
And he went there and he's been one of the best pass rushers in football. Still is.
Still is.
So, maybe if it falls apart, maybe you get in on it or make a trade or whatever.
Yeah.
It seems like the 49ers might have to start selling pieces off too.
Yep.
Like, obviously, they traded Debo. It looks like Ayuk. They got to figure out some of their money. They got some pass rushers too.
Yeah.
Give them a phone call.
Yeah.
See what's going on with Bosa.
Mm-mm.
Why?
Oh, they're not giving him up.
Oh.
Yeah. They're not going to give up. They're not going to give up.
Ask him.
But you look at where they are. They went all in and they signed a lot of their older hurt players. That's the thing about Bosa. He's a great player, but he gets nicked a lot.
Yep.
That's a lot, but that was a lot of them.
Kittle's, same thing with Debo, Kittle, same thing with McCaffrey, Kittle, same thing with Kittle.
They're best. Yep. That's what we talked about before going to lesson. They're so top heavy that when you're missing those players, it affects the whole roster, man. And that's what happened to them. But I mean, if they're going to pay Brock Purdy, they're gonna have to sell off somebody.
Yeah.
Somebody gotta go.
That's such a tough situation.
You're not moving Christian.
No, you can't.
You can't.
You see what you are when he's healthy. But when he's healthy is one of the biggest ifs in football right now. Purdy's good, but how much,
why do we always go there with Brock Purdy?
Because you can't keep all your guys.
But
if you pay him.
But
if you're paying him like, one of those guys, he's not one of those guys.
We can go back to the conversation we had about the NBA. There's only like four of them.
Exactly right.
There's only like four of them.
I know.
But for some reason, the quarterback position is,
I know. It's the biggest. Yeah. The quarterback position, like max contracts in the NBA, are the biggest shrug. Well, we got to do it.
We got to do it.
I don't think you have to do
it. Like, Tua ain't going to hold out if Miami don't give him that.
You're right.
You know what I mean? Like,
or also just say, hey, you know what? Like, this guy's really good, but not great.
Yes.
And if we're going to win a Super Bowl or an NBA championship or whatever, like, if we really want to be a championship team, which I think is the goal of every professional franchise, at least I want it to be. I don't know if it actually is. They're making money anyway. I guess what do they care in some instances?
Right.
But I'd like to hope that their main goal is to win a championship. You say, you know what? I don't think we can with this guy. And if we give this guy all this money, it's going to be even harder to.
Yeah.
Because he's not them. And if we pay him like he's them and he's not them, then we can't pay other people that make him better.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a self-defeating situation.
It is. Especially when you look at Baker Mayfield not making that kind of money right there. Wins the division title. Should have won the playoff game.
Yeah.
But
Baker Mayfield's kind of making exactly how much money he should make. Right?
Is Tua better than Baker?
I don't know.
No. I don't think he is.
No, I
don't think he is.
He's not. No. Similar kind of.
I don't think he is. And without all the damn. And I would know Tua's contract, but there's got to be a lot of injury clauses in the damn contract.
I would think so.
There's got to be a lot of injury clauses in his contract. But yeah, when you, I want Michael Penix to be $65 million a year quarterback. That means they're doing well. And when I say 65, that's what's going to be when he's eligible.
Oh, yeah.
When
Michael Penix is off of his rookie deal.
Yes.
And he plays, like that, then that's what it's going to cost.
It's going to be 65.
But I want him to get it, and I want to believe that you should give it to him because that would mean that you're winning playoff
games. Because I know my people down in Miami. All of them are like.
How many guys think in the NFL, and we did this earlier in the NBA, I think there's five guys in the NBA that I would give a max contract.
Right. We always talk about that.
And I get it. Whatever. It is what it is. It's a salary cap league where you have to pay 90% of it, and I get it. So teams are going to do it, and so I understand. But, if I'm really genuinely saying I think I can win a championship with this guy, to me that's what a max contract should be. I mean,
quarterback-wise?
Quarterback-wise in the NFL right now.
You got Patrick
Mahomes. How many guys deserve to set the market?
Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, Lamar, Joe Burrow. I'm missing one.
Mm-hmm.
That's five.
Mm-hmm.
Who am I missing?
Nobody.
No, I'm not missing anybody.
I don't think you're missing anybody.
All right, that's what I'm saying. And
there's
so,
some young guys who knows
young
on
guys
them, but yeah.
But those five guys.
Yeah, those are proven guys.
Yes, those are proven guys. Now, there's one guy who's, in my opinion, even though I know he saw Super Bowl, is even out of their league, Yeah, that's Patrick Mahomes.
I agree with that.
But yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like,
and he makes less than all of them.
And he makes less than all of them, which is crazy. But that's
for now.
Whenever we talk about the quarterback position, that's why it's so vital. But yeah, it's like, okay, but Justin Herbert. Y'all shouldn't have to play Justin Herbert. But the reason they're doing this is because he might go bananas. And I got to pin when I –
right.
Because the Cowboys bid against themselves for Dak.
I know.
They didn't have to get Dak $5 more million than the nearest guy. They didn't have to do that. But Dak had all the leverage.
Yeah.
He had the no franchise clause. He knew that they were, if they didn't sign him, he was going to be, I think, $60 million against the cap. Dak had all the damn leverage.
There's very few situations with quarterbacks where you pay them and everybody's just like, yeah, that's right. That's the right thing to do because they're one of those guys.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody else, even just a step down, even like when Matt Ryan was here and he was one of the 10 best quarterbacks in the NFL for a decade, mm-hmm. when he got those big contracts, people were like, I don't know.
But he got that last one.
How you going to do it?
When he got the
How
last
you going to win with him?
Because the last one he got was like 30 plus.
Whatever it was. Yeah, but it was like, the market.
Yeah. But no, he said, remember when Matt got his new deal, he was the highest paid
right.
for like yeah. a month.
He's exactly.
Yeah.
The but he set like the market. Yeah. And it was like, Matt Ryan's the highest paid quarterback in the NFL. What the? It was like, just pay attention to the market.
Yes.
Like, the guy who most recently gets paid always is the yes. highest paid guy until the next guy gets yes. paid the next month or the next offseason or whatever. Yeah, it's just very rare that, like, when, I don't know, who's the last guy that got it? Was Josh Allen last offseason or I don't remember who it was, but whoever the guys were that got paid last offseason.
Josh is going to get a new contract this offseason.
Oh, he is.
Josh Allen's getting a new contract.
Well, whoever the, yeah. not Dak, because yes. obviously the reaction yes. to Dak was like, are you sure? Like,
yes.
you haven't really, I mean, all right, good luck. See how that goes for you.
Josh,
it's very rare when some, like only Patrick Mahomes and one or two other guys, when they get their contracts, are like, yep,
yeah,
got to do it.
Josh Allen's getting a new contract. If I'm Josh, I need a new contract now, all right? Because if that guy, what he did, I just want an NFL MVP. I need 62.
Yeah.
They're going to give it to him.
I'm better than that guy.
Yeah, I'm better than him.
Yeah, pay me.
Yeah, they're going to give it to him. And then eventually Pat Mahomes going to come to his damn senses. We're like, all right.
Yeah, I hope like
all
hell.
Right, Andy.
I hope like hell. A couple years from right
all
now,
right, Andy.
We're talking about what the market-setting contract that Michael Penix deserves
yes.
is, because that would mean that he played up
yes.
to the up to all the expectations. Any trade potential on the Falcons roster?
Trading them away?
Trading away and getting something in return in desperate. I mean, because like there's two guys that keep coming up, and I just don't think either one makes sense. Kyle Pitts or Tyler Allgeier.
Okay. I don't think either one makes sense.
I don't think either one makes sense.
I don't think Tyler Allgeier would make any sense. A name that I thought of, but I was like, no, that would never happen. I said Jake Matthews. Would somebody come in for a veteran left? I was like, no, I wouldn't. No, that's not going to happen. And then I thought maybe I did think Caleb Gary is a possible trade, something like that. But, yeah, I do not believe that the Falcons are going to trade Kyle Pitts. And I do not believe there's a reason for them to trade Tyler Allgeier.
Nah, it just doesn't make any sense. Yes. Like, first of all, what are you even getting in return
right.
for him? Not anything better than you get from him. Mm-hmm. He's a nice player to have.
Yeah.
Allgeier's a nice player to have.
And Pitts. That's the same thing with Kyle.
Yeah. You just can't,
Yeah, but I mean,
Terry Fontenot can't trade Kyle Pitts.
Yeah, but I mean, like,
Pitts.
And then that, what I saw yesterday, I was like, oh, yeah, Michael Pitts is going to unlock Pitts.
I hope.
What the?
I hope so.
You should have heard what I said. I used the F word so bad. What the does that mean?
That's optimistic. I hope he does. I don't know. Maybe contract year? I have no idea. Whatever it takes, unlock the man. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to the back page with Bo. Also, get you updated on what happened with the Atlanta Drive last night. They beat Tiger so bad they should have felt bad about it. Legend of the game like that. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Well, Atlanta Drive got it done again last night. They're 4-1 in the regular season.
Down.
They beat the hell out of them, man.
They beat the hell out of Tiger them.
Yeah, I tuned in a little bit late. I didn't see the very beginning. I tuned in a little bit late, and it was like 2-1 or something like that. And then they got into the singles and started throwing hammers at them, and they ended up beating them 9-1.
Dude.
It was like, dang. Like,
Tiger and Rory both out.
Yeah, they're both out.
But I'm just going to tell you the funny – what. I just want Jupiter to see if they can find a way to keep them guys around them. Because nobody had more just funny ass moments than that team.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, but what's his name?
Tom Kim.
Tom Kim, who did the damn Swaggy P.
Yeah, he's making fun of Tiger in the sand trap.
Yes,
Tiger's son's throwing him chicken tenders.
Yeah, man. I mean, you gotta eat.
You gotta eat.
But that's what I'm saying. Like that was the great. That was the only thing about. That's the only thing they accomplished though. And they, before the match, they did all of their other things with the Tiger. And I mean, it's like they can't go nowhere.
No.
But yet. They are out of it. Tiger and Rory.
Billy Horschel is, I mean, he's obviously a very good golfer on the PGA Tour.
He masters it.
He's so good at this. Yes. Like, anytime they needed a big shot, he's stuffing it like 5 feet on a par three. He hit one close late, and then they threw the hammer at it, so Tiger had to come up and try to clutch up, and he, like, pulled it over the sand trap, and he's, you can tell he's not, like, mad like he blew a big tournament or something, but he's still mad that he didn't do it. And that's what's fun about it is it kind of starts out lighthearted, and then as it goes on, you want to beat him.
Yeah.
And then it's just competitive between the guys that are the best at it in the world, and then they do pretty amazing stuff. But, yeah, no, Atlanta Drive won again, 9-1 over Jupiter Links. They're 4-1 as the regular season comes to a close. The playoffs are around the corner. They take on the Bay Golf Club on Tuesday, March 18th, 7 o'clock on ESPN. So I'm sure that day we'll probably talk to a member of the team and talk to him about the playoffs. And who knows, maybe they'll be champions. And then Arthur Blank will have a championship with two of his three teams that he owns.
Where does that banner go? In his office? He's got to go up somewhere.
In the SoFi.
You put it in the bins?
Center.
Does he put it up in the bins?
I don't know. They don't play at the bins.
Well, that's the unofficial home of the Atlanta Drive, though, isn't it?
I don't know. What the official home is the SoFi Center down there in West Palm Beach or whatever it is.
Do they use that for any other... Than this one?
No, it was built for that.
It was built
specifically for that. Yeah, it was built specifically for that.
But, I mean, when the season's over, they're going to have to rent it out.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
That has
to be
in the plans.
That would be so awesome if they rented everything out.
They were interviewing Josh Allen last night because he was in attendance, and he was saying how after the match last night, him and his buddies were going to get to play on the course.
Oh, cool.
And the big video screens on the sides of the big mat that there were screen that they hit into became into play, or they asked about it. And Josh Allen actually did say that they cover those when they have, I guess, amateurs hitting at that screen.
That makes sense.
They are at least set up for some kind of corporate outing or something.
Good.
And we really need to dig into that.
Because, put the banner up in there. Two banners.
Yeah.
You can get two banners, right?
Yeah.
He's got the money. Bring one in here.
Of it.
Put it up next to the Atlanta United one. Maybe that'll motivate the Falcons to try to get one of their own.
Oh, but nothing motivates me.
More than that.
More than that right there.
I watched episode one of Full Swing last night.
Yes.
I mean, awesome,
yes.
As it always is. Got me in the Masters mood, so I had to wear my Masters shirt today. Yeah, I mean, it's Masters season, right? You're within a month of it. Like, that's what we do for Christmas.
We're talking about golf.
Yeah.
Yes, I love the Masters, but I don't call it the Masters month.
It's Masters season.
Well,
yeah, it is. It's within a month of it. They started showing the commercials.
They showed a commercial. I saw a commercial in November.
Okay, so then it was Masters season then. So you're a great point. Masters season's been upon us for a while. But yeah, in that first episode, they had, you remember it, but you don't remember it as clearly. That Sunday with Scotty and Ludwig was just awesome. And then it means it's right here. It's upon us. Like, we're right around the corner from, we got the Arnold Palmer this weekend. Like,
yeah, I mean, it's coming, but. I mean, but Masters month, I'll let you have, I'm sorry, Masters season, I'll let you have that.
Well, you can be a Masters Scrooge if you want.
I'm not a Masters Scrooge. I just wait till Thursday.
You're being one.
No.
I'm in the sea spirit. I'm in the holiday spirit.
That is great.
Yeah.
Lovely. All right. Wasn't it Fat Tuesday yesterday, Bo?
It was.
Yeah. It's like, Masters coming up. Oh, yeah, what's Fat Tuesday?
How you know Lent.
Yeah.
It's like, same thing. Lent, Masters season. It's on upon us.
It's all,
Ash Wednesday.
Ash Wednesday, all
today
that.
Is.
Why are we working today?
I don't know.
Okay.
I'm not sure.
Isn't Masters Friday like Good Friday? Does that mean that's the first day you can drink if you took that off for 40 days? Is that how it works?
When do you get to go back? Is it Easter or is it Good Friday?
No,
I thought you had to wait till Easter.
I think it's Good Friday.
Is it Good Friday?
I think it's Good Friday.
Good Friday before Easter?
It is.
Because Lent is when you start fasting, right? Isn't that today?
Yeah, today's the day you start.
You got fat yesterday.
Yeah, Fat Tuesday. Yeah. You get all the things out that you were going to do, and then today, you get whatever.
I never ever knew that. Never paid attention to that. But I love Fat. Fat Tuesdays, I mean, did you do anything, Mo? Did you get one of them cakes?
I did not get a king cake, no.
You didn't get a cake?
No. I've been a little out of touch being out of town last week.
Right.
And just of what the dates are this week. But, I mean, no, I would have... There's not much to do here.
No.
You know, I'll call my mom, you know.
My wife normally gets a king cake for Fat Tuesday.
Right.
And I think maybe she did and brought it to work, but she didn't have one at the house.
Okay. Yeah. Mardi Gras.
What do you think of king cakes? General.
If you can find, I mean, I like them.
Okay.
Because I like cinnamon rolls. It's basically what it is.
Yeah. But then there's like a baby in it.
Yeah. And that the person who finds the baby has to pay for the next party. Doesn't mean you're going to have a baby. You just got to pay for next year's party.
Okay.
Yeah.
Damn, I lost. I need to pay attention more to stuff like this.
Yeah, it's a
I knew the baby was
a baby in there.
But I didn't know the rules that if you get the baby, you got to pay for a party.
You got to host or pay for next year's Mardi Gras party.
Oh, so you never knew that.
Okay. There it is. We didn't have it. We didn't have
Do we even have Mardi Gras parties?
I have not seen a Mardi Gras parade or a party anywhere around here. Now, you know, like Savannah does some stuff. Somebody told me over the weekend that Mobile, Alabama has a really big Mardi Gras party and whatnot.
Yes, they do. They do.
You know, so there's a lot of cities do celebrate it. I haven't seen anything here. So
I think New Orleans does a lot with it.
New Orleans does a couple things. Yeah.
From whatever.
About Bacchus and.
All right, let's get to the back page with Bo.
All you got to do it is one time.
Brought to you by Salomon Brothers Jewelry. Go to one of their three locations or shop online at SalomonBrothers.com or on Instagram at Salomon Brothers. Hello, Bo.
Quick little baseball update before we get to that. Tyler Lockett just released.
Yes.
We're just talking about that in the break. Seahawks legend.
That'd be somebody the Falcons would kick the tires. I don't think that they probably need somebody like Tyler Lockett.
Nah, because they got, you know, they still got guys that they signed, right? Like, they still got Ray McLeod. So what's the guy's name, Moore, that got hurt in preseason?
Rondell Moore
is still. He might be a free agent, actually. But I don't know. Somebody's going to. He is a nice player in the right spot. Tyler Lockett.
So Chris Sale looking absolutely magnifico yesterday, pitching four no-hit innings. Braves would go on to tie the Minnesota Twins yesterday, 0-0. But at least they're ending games and ties in spring training. We don't need any of the extra nonsense.
No, we don't.
No, we need somebody to get some damn runs. That's what we need. 0-0 tie.
Well, we have those guys.
Why didn't do nothing yesterday? I'm assuming it was a B team playing. Or something like that.
It was probably the B or C. It's split squad, whatever you want to call it. You know. So, Howie Roseman, we hear him talk about Saquon Barkley's best season ever. He also was talking about what it means to win a second Super Bowl now. And what winning Super Bowls compares to. And I have to say, I probably kind of agree, although I'll never win a Super Bowl. Just makes a whole hell of a lot of sense to me.
It's almost like the first time you have this. You're so glad you had this. It's not even the quality of it. The second time.
That's actually great.
The second time, it's like, wow, I could actually have fun and enjoy this.
What did he say?
So he's talking about doing it. I just didn't know if I could put that word in there, if it would describe too much of a act. I don't know, man. FCC's weird. He's talking about making babies.
Can we listen to it again? I don't think I understood what he was talking about.
Okay. Because I had to blank out the word sex.
Okay. Okay.
Now that I know. Talk that. About him saying it all in that context.
Okay. Now that I know.
So he said,
it's almost like the first time you have sex. You're so glad you had sex. Okay. It's not even the quality of it.
Okay.
The second time.
That's actually great.
The second time,
got
it's like, wow,
it.
Okay, I could actually have fun.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. He ain't no good lovemaker. Yeah, he no good lovemaker.
Because he didn't do it right the first time.
He did it right the first time. It's all about first impressions.
Did you guys did good the first time?
Damn right.
Are we talking about first time ever or first time with some?
I'm talking about first time ever.
Damn right. All that practice.
I like to believe so.
I'll be honest with you. I know I didn't. There's no way it couldn't possibly have.
How good could you go like behind a couch? Because it's kind of crimped back there.
Yeah,
how much good work are you doing in that short of a period of time?
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Well, no practice. But I Howie. As long as they,
But I understand what he's saying though. Like the first one, you're just so nervous. Obviously, like there's no way you could enjoy any part of the process because you're so nervous. Now you already have one, and you're kind of through it. I'm trying to think. Somebody was talking about something like this. Oh, Scottie Scheffler was talking about this on Full Swing. He said winning the Masters for the second time, he actually was a similar thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because the first time, he didn't know what was going on. When you win it, you don't know where you're going. You got to do all this stuff post-round. He was like, I feel like I actually got to enjoy it the second time, which is such a flex. Roseman,
yes.
Scottie, like to say, you know, the second time
was
really
was this one when his wife had the baby before?
Last year was when she was pregnant.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, no, that's good for Howie, man. Good for Howie. Would you be a Super Bowl, because he's obviously at the height of his powers as a GM right now.
Mm-hmm.
Would you take like his level of ability at whatever you want to apply it to, best in the world at what he's doing, but you have to sound like that?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I'd be paid.
Okay. I could be paid to sound weird.
Oh, yeah. I'll talk weird every day.
I'll take money.
Like your voice, you, Randy McMichael, have to have that voice come out of your face.
Forever?
Yeah, the rest of your life.
It's almost like the first time you have
for the bread he making. Yeah, I'll do it.
You're so glad you had. It's not even the quality of it.
I don't even think that's the worst of the worst voice. Yeah.
It's just kind of a silly voice.
That's why I always chuckle every time you talk.
Would you rather the Howie Roseman voice?
How he about to get
what?
A raise?
Yeah, right.
About to get a big ass raise?
Yeah, that's probably true.
Yes, he is.
Howie Roseman voice or Pat Mahomes voice? Both best at what they. So skill set comes with voice. You get to pick one of them.
I think I'd rather have Mahomes' voice.
I'd rather have Mahomes' voice, too. I'd rather have it.
But I've always had a thing for Miss Piggy, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, good call there.
Piggy thick.
That might be the last. You don't want Miss Piggy these days, though, so.
What happened to Miss Piggy? Hard times?
Nothing happened.
What happened to Miss Piggy?
Nothing happened to her when Andy's married.
Oh, okay. I'm not going to leave my wife for a puppet.
I thought Miss Piggy got turked out or something.
Yeah, I was like, oh, man.
What's going on with the Muppets?
Speaking of shooting your shot, let me get y'all's opinion on this and see if you think this is what Kevin Durant was doing. So you've seen videos, I'm sure, of players entering hallways near locker rooms, and they'll put up a little poster board, and they'll have a question on it. The Braves do this all the time. All right, are you familiar with what I'm talking about? Show it like before games. It'll always be on like an IG account or something like that. So they'll put up a poster with a big, and it'll say like, "What's your favorite breakfast food?" And they'll put it right by the locker room.
Oh, as
the
players are entering. And then they can do a compilation of answers. Right.
I see these all the time in the hallway at the Braves, and I answer them all the time. Only thing is, there's nobody there filming. So, anyways, they did this the other night. Kevin Durant walks power, and to honor women's empowerment, they asked a question on the poster board. Best female athlete ever.
All right.
Okay.
Female athlete, all sports is what this is, I'm assuming, meaning.
All right.
There's some Diana Taurasi throwing out there, Serena Williams.
Yeah, good answers.
Yes.
Kevin Durant passes his board and says, Angel Reese.
Okay.
Is that shooting a shot or is that just his personal belief?
Well, he old enough to be her daddy.
Yes.
That doesn't stop people.
Yeah, I know, but Kevin Durant was doing.
They were sitting next to each other during an Olympic basketball game. Like exhibition over the summer, and they seem kind of chummy. Okay. And the rumors actually did start swirling there, but Angel Reese shot that down.
Okay.
Male? I don't know. No, you don't think so?
No. I don't think Katie messed with a young girl.
I have no idea what either one of their relationship statuses are.
But let's assume both single.
No, I just think he probably just thinks she's good.
She's good. But she's nice.
Best female athlete ever.
No.
Feels like a bit of a stretch.
Yeah, best female athlete ever, I think it's Serena.
That's a good answer.
That's what I would answer probably,
I think it's Serena.
My mind went to Jackie Joyner-Kersee.
I just thought about that, too. But
my mind went first. Serena's a great answer, too. We have a book of, like, the ABCs of the best female athletes. They're both in there. But they always have, like, the letter and the person is, like, the body of the person.
Mm-hmm.
So it confuses Lily. He's like, why does her body look like that? I was like, well, it's a C. She's not actually shaped like that.
Oh, I got you.
It's shaped like a C. He's like, where's her legs? Like, I know. Well, she's a letter.
Yes.
She's not actually like that.
But I like Jackie Joyner-Kersee. I'll go Serena.
So, yeah, those are all really good answers. Diana Taurasi's really good. I don't know. Babe Diedrichsen Zaharias. Great golfer and Olympic medalist.
I was like, huh?
Well, I mean, if we're saying ever, we got to go historical.
You do.
We go in the past.
Never heard of her.
Oh, well, all right.
I've never heard of her. That's why I was like, who?
Yeah, no, she's great. Professional golfer and track gold medalist.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That's dual sport.
From where?
America.
Really?
Yeah. It was back in the day.
Okay.
30s and 40s. You can borrow this if you want.
He said 30s and 40s.
Well, right. We're doing ever.
In the ABC book?
I think I know about her.
I'm thinking you didn't know about this
woman. No, reading ABC books.
Oh, my God. Hey, that's how you learn about people reading books.
That's right.
That's how you learn about people
reading
books.
Don't be funny because I'm reading ABC books.
I don't judge nobody. I read books for my babies.
ABC. Zaharias. They had to have one for Z. You know? Turns out she's an...
I went to one of the last standing Barnes & Noble. There's one of them preacher corners. And Olivia wanted a freaking cook again. I was so happy about that. Speaking of kids' books.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, not books.
To crack that one open.
This hot take here. Brace yourselves. Books, good for kids. Crazy. Crazy.
I don't even know if I'd consider that a hot take.
Please
state the truth.
I hope no one does. All right, we'll come back for the final hour of the show. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.